Angelina.
Made two portholes in the vessel. I watched the water come to them, pass them, and swallow them up. I had a prayer book, a watch, and a little money in my pocket. All the rest was lost.
The words there of Bertha Mulleville, writing home to her mother in Ireland after she was rescued from the sinking Titanic. Her letter is included in a new exhibition exploring the lives of some of the Irish passengers who travelled aboard Titanic, opening today at the Ulster American Folk Part. Its curator, Pat O'Donnell, is on the line to tell us more. Morning, Pat.
Good morning.
What a fascinating project this must have been undertaken.
Really
at Bertha there, just her words create such an image of that time. Tell us a little bit more about her.
Well, you know, and even her story is not the only one. There's so many like that there that just survived this terrible disaster. But at the same time, you know, it left a huge impact on their lives. But then, you know, I think in many ways, you know, the story of Titanic is sort of retold again and again to suit the audience of the day. But the third class passengers have largely been overlooked in many ways. So that was the purpose of our exhibition here at the Ulster American Folk Park, to sort of, you know, bring their stories to light.
Only one of the third class passengers came from Northern Ireland, Thomas Morrow. He was from Rathfarnham, I believe.
He was County Down man, yes. And what brought him all the way down to Queenstown, we don't know. We'll never know the answer to that there. Certainly, we were in contact with family members, and they were able to tell us that a nephew went with him part of the journey. He was going to his brother in Canada and to work as well, his brother worked as a ranch hand, and we can only presume maybe that Thomas was going to do the same.
This whole notion, though, of people having such hopes and dreams of a new life in America, it sort of compounds the tragedy in a sense, but it also gives us this window on emigration about what was happening in Ireland at the time.
Well, exactly. I mean, in 1912, 30,000 people left Ireland. And on the 11th of April of that year, 113 of them left as third class passengers on Titanic. So, you know, if Titanic had successfully completed her maiden voyage, we would probably know very little or nothing about this group. There were 600 left the next day from the same port on another White Star liner, also bound for New York, and so we know very little about them. But because when the sinking of Titanic filtered through, if you like, to the outside world, newspapers just like today were very keen to cover the story. And the charitable organisations like the Red Cross came to the aid of survivors. So all their written recommendations, combined with the newspaper reports of the period and the interviews given by survivors and their families, and the publications since the disaster, they've left us with this incredible insight, a window, if you like, into the lives of those who left in 1900.
As I say, a wonderful job you've had on your hands. And